Well, good evening, everybody, or good morning, wherever it is you happen to be listening. My name is Jeff, the host of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast. And welcome to, I guess this is kind of the very first ever official live stream of the podcast. I wish it was coming to you under better circumstances based on what's going on around the world right now, what's happening all over the globe, and specifically what's going on in Las Vegas. I got to be completely honest with you. When I started putting together this whole podcast or this whole live stream idea for tonight, it was earlier in the day. Last night, I kind of came up with the idea of putting this together and doing it. And I started writing and started putting everything together earlier in the day today. And as the day sort of progressed, things continued to get a whole lot shittier, I guess, is really kind of the only way that I can put it, that I can think about it. So I have notes that I'm going to be following. I have a general outline of what it is that I want to talk about in this live stream and what I want to discuss, how I kind of want things to go. But there's a certain part of it that's just going to get completely tossed out the window here tonight. So I do apologize if things seem a little bit hectic. There's been some bits of news and some things that have come in over the course of the last hour that I've been trying to sort of digest and try to sort of put together. So again, I thank you. I thank everybody that's jumped on here. I want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening to the podcast over the last year and a half. It blew up a lot more than I really ever anticipated that it would. It was something that I started doing just kind of as a hobby, something that I wanted to do for fun, something that I wanted to do as a creative outlet. And of course, they say when you're doing podcasts, you should talk about things that you know about. And one of the things that I knew a lot about was Las Vegas with all the trips that I was doing. And of course, I had a lot of friends down there. And so it was a really good opportunity to do a creative outlet, do something fun, put something fun together and share it with the world. And like 45, 46,000 downloads later, it's become a real thing. So it's really kind of paining me to be putting together a live stream like this when things have basically gone to, well, there's no other way to put it, gone to absolute shit. Not just in Las Vegas, obviously, but all around the world. We are dealing with a worldwide disaster, the likes of which I don't think anybody has seen before, anybody of our generation has seen before, anybody of a younger generation has seen before. This is something that that we are, it's mildly terrifying as to what's going on in the world and what's happening. We've been watching it unfold for the last few months, and I think a lot of people have been saying, this will never happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to affect me. I'm all the way in Canada, or I'm all the way in the United States. It's not going to affect me. It's not going to happen. Guess what? It is. We are dealing with quarantines. We're dealing with self-isolation. We're dealing with school closures. We're dealing with collapses of the travel industry. We're dealing with, I don't even know what we're dealing with. It's really, it's terrifying is what it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I am, what my friends often refer to as a worst case scenarioist. I will always follow everything through to its least logical, most terrifying conclusion. So for a person like me, to be in a situation like this is completely and utterly it's terrifying. It's messing with my head on a very, very regular basis. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to tell you when it comes to this stuff. I know people around the globe. I have friends that are dealing with the same thing, friends that are going through the exact same issues. We're all dealing with uncertainty, economic uncertainty, job uncertainty. It's mildly, well, not even mildly terrifying. I would say it's quite terrifying what's going on in the world. Of course, there's the discussion about who can actually catch the disease, who can actually catch COVID-19. Of course, it would seem anybody can catch it. People with who are immunocompromised and elderly are more susceptible to it. Obviously, that's been proven based on what we're seeing around the globe. But we're here to talk tonight about how this is affecting Las Vegas. I guess the first question that a lot of people will ask is, why am I doing a live stream, a live broadcast like this, that is about something that is, a lot of people have said is really depressing. Well, I'm doing it for several reasons. One, I want to share some information about what's going on in Las Vegas. Being that I do a Las Vegas related podcast, I decided I wanted to share some information and keep everybody posted about what's going on in Las Vegas. I wanted to talk about how this was affecting me personally. Hopefully get the conversation going in that I know it's affecting other people in similar manners. More importantly, I wanted to talk about how this is affecting my friends that I have in Las Vegas and maybe what we can do to maybe help, to maybe calm our nerves, to maybe sort everything out and get ourselves kind of calm down. So that's why I'm here tonight. That's why I'm doing this live stream, this live podcast. And that's why I'm here tonight, talking to all of you, whoever happens to be watching this live stream on Facebook. And I appreciate that you're taking the time to do that. So I guess, the big question, the big discussion is, what is going on in Las Vegas? As I said earlier, when I first started this live cast, it's been a roller coaster of a day. Over the last while, we've seen, multiple cancellations. We've seen multiple events being canceled, conventions being canceled, restaurants closing. All of that kind of stuff has been going down over the course of the last week or so, I guess, as various events were starting to close. Stuff that happened earlier today, if you haven't been paying attention or you haven't been aware of what's been going on, Caesars Entertainment announced that all of their ticketed live entertainment was canceled, effective immediately, basically, tonight. That includes shows like Gwen Stefani, Chris Angel, The Penn & Teller Show, Shania Twain's show at Planet Hollywood, and not just those big shows, those big entertainers. This also affects some of the smaller entertainers that are out there, including guests of the podcast that have been on this show. Jimmy Denning from Tenors of Rock has been a guest on the podcast. Tenors of Rock at the Sin City Theater in Planet Hollywood. It is done until further notice, basically. Vin A from the Bronx Wanderers, who was just an absolutely awesome guy. It was so fun to talk to. And it was great to go to their show and see their show and see the family dynamic that they have. That is another show that is done, finished, finito. No shows at any of the Caesars properties. Even Big Elvis, who plays at the piano bar at Harrah's, he is done. He's canceled. So that's huge. This is massive that this is happening. Earlier in the week, MGM announced that they were going to be shutting down 150 of their food and beverage outlets. They were starting to lay off employees. That had begun earlier, I guess it was late last night, earlier today, early this morning, however you want to look at it. Cirque du Soleil announced that they were going to be closing all of their shows. They last week made the decision that they were going to be cutting down to one show a night instead of two shows a night. I guess it was late last night. They made that decision to actually shut down entirely, complete shutdown. They're going to be shutting down for 30 days. That puts 1,500 people out of work with the Cirque du Soleil shutdown. 1,500 people out of work. Blue Man Group, that is another show. Blue Man Group at the Luxor is going dark until further notice. The American Country Music Awards, those have been postponed. New date on that to be announced. Nobody's quite 100% sure when that's going to be relaunching. Also, this was huge and not very surprising based on what was going on with the world of sports, with the NBA shutting down, the NHL shutting things down, NCAA final, March Madness basketball. That's a huge thing, even though it's not happening in Las Vegas. That's huge that they are shutting down. That brings in millions of dollars in revenue every year to Las Vegas between gambling revenue, food revenue, hotel revenue. That brings all of that in. That is done. Another big event. This was going to be huge. April 23rd to 25th. They were expecting anywhere between 250 and 300,000 people for the NFL draft. NFL draft weekend postponed. Done. They will hold the NFL draft. The NFL saying that it will not be in Las Vegas. Something else that's been going on that's been happening through the course of the day today, and a few people sharing these photos on Facebook, and I wanted to share these photos with you. Social distancing is a term that a lot of people have been talking about over the last day or so. They've been talking about maintaining social distance. And people kept saying, well, how are they going to do that in the casinos? How are they going to maintain social distance in the casinos? Well, simple. They actually closed off and shut down specific slot machines. So you can see in these photos that are posted here. These were posted on a couple of Facebook groups earlier today. They have actually shut down individual slot machines. So they're giving distance in between people that are sitting at the slot machines. This is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. So you can see that they've been doing social distancing. Now, something that I did actually see, people were posting photos from Fremont Street in downtown. Absolutely no social distancing going on down there. It was wall-to-wall people. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was actually kind of annoyed by that. Just based on the simple fact that the CDC, World Health Organization, everybody is saying we need to do social distancing. And yet here are these people cramming themselves into a small area, wall to wall people, and just absolutely cramming themselves in there to, and mixing. And I mean, when I look at those photos, all I see is another 50 cases of COVID-19, 50 people, 100 people, 200 people who could pick up the germs and carrying it out to vulnerable people, vulnerable population. It actually kind of annoys me. Now, earlier today as well, this happened very close to my beginning of the live stream. And it was kind of hard to sort out and digest mentally. Earlier in the afternoon, the Wynn sent out a notification to their employees that, as of Tuesday, March 17th, they were going to be closing the Wynn and the Encore for 2 weeks. I'm just going to let that digest in your head for just a couple of seconds here. This is a massive resort hotel with thousands of rooms that services millions of visitors every year, that makes hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue every year. They are making the decision to close that hotel. Casino operations are going to stop as of tomorrow. Hotel operations are going to stop as of Tuesday. The Wynn made that announcement, and shortly thereafter, MGM made the same announcement. Now, MGM, major player on the Strip, right? You start at the very south end. You've got Mandalay Bay, Luxor, Excalibur, New York, New York, MGM Grand, Park MGM. They operate the Bellagio. They operate the Mirage. They operate all of those properties along the Strip, along with Aria and Videra, all of these other properties. They have made the same decision, but they are closing for more than 2 weeks, potentially. MGM Properties announcing that they are going to be shutting down, again, casino operations as of tomorrow, March 16th. March the 17th, they will be closing their hotels at 6 p.m. to the public. It'll be you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here kind of situation. So they will be actually closing their properties entirely. And they have said that they will not be taking any new reservations until May 1st. Let that sink in your brain for just a second. Major hotel properties, major resort properties all along the Strip, not going to be taking any new reservations until the beginning of May. So we are looking at 6 weeks potentially. Now, they have said that they will kind of watch the situation to see how that is all going to sort out. They'll be keeping an eye on that. And I guess if they think things look like they might be improving, they might be getting better, they will look at reopening the casinos and the hotels. This is terrifying. All of this is just absolutely terrifying. I'm just going through some of my notes. I mean, basically, nightclubs are closed. All of the nightclubs are closed. The restaurants are shutting down. The Wynn is actually going to be doing a health screening for now at their entrances. So if you walk into the Wynn, they're taking your temperature as you're going in. The sports books, of course, are completely deserted because there's essentially no sports going on. This is huge. This is unprecedented. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Vegas historian. I'm not a Vegas expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I would have to say I don't know that this has ever happened before. Doing some reading online earlier today, but the closest thing that I could find for this that was even remotely comparable was 9/11. And I mean, we're talking 19 years ago, almost 19 years ago since that occurred. Even after the October 1st shooting, it was a little twitchy and a little weird in Vegas, but everybody knew that, you know what, this was a temporary thing, and Vegas was going to rebound, and the city was going to rebound, and the country came together, and the city came together, and it was great. This is isolation. This is absolutely bizarre to think about. And of course, I mean, the big question in all of this then is, what does this mean for the city of Las Vegas? I mean, obviously, it means a massive financial hit to the city. I mean, we're going to be talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of lost revenue. I mean, we may even be looking at this into the billions of lost revenue. That is a possibility that we could be looking at here on this. Massive job losses on this. I mean, again, as I mentioned earlier, Cirque du Soleil shutting down their Strip shows. And I mean, let's face it. Yes, Cirque du Soleil has a lot of shows on the Strip, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that many shows. That was 1,500 job losses right there. That's 1,500 people out of work, 1,500 people who will not have an income right there. Then you talk about all the other shows that are shutting down and closing down. This is huge. This is massive. Again, huge job layoffs. Now, again, with word coming down of total shutdowns, with the MGM properties, the Wynn and the Encore, those properties shutting down. There's no official word from Caesars as of yet as to closing their casino operations and their hotels. But my understanding is it's coming. That announcement, it will probably occur. My guess would be either late tonight or tomorrow. We'll see that announcement with a shutdown of the Caesars properties probably by Wednesday or Thursday, which means you're going to be looking at a huge number of properties closed. The Strip is going to be, it's going to be like a ghost town. It's going to be like something out of The Walking Dead or a zombie apocalypse movie. It's going to be absolutely bizarre. No word also coming from, which is very odd, Phil Ruffin, who owns Treasure Island and now Circus Circus. No word coming from him as to what's going to be happening with his properties. Las Vegas Sands, who owns the Venetian and the Palazzo. They are taking a big risk, in my mind. Read an article earlier tonight. They've said they're going to stay open. No layoffs, staying open. I have to question that. I'm kind of filing that under the believe it when I see it section of the whole thing here, because you got to think about, would you, if you were running one of those properties, would you want to be the one responsible for starting the plague? I mean, you look already in the U.S., there's people that have said they are going to be suing the cruise ship industry for millions of dollars because of this coronavirus outbreak and pandemic. So I can't imagine that Las Vegas Sands is going to want to take that risk, that they're going to be the ones responsible for starting the plague. I find that very hard to believe. I got to stop touching my face. It's going to gross me out. It's going to gross me out. It's going to gross all of you out. But regardless, again, we are talking about thousands of people out of work, tens of thousands of people out of work for who knows how long, affecting the Las Vegas Strip while it goes through this complete and total shutdown. So I guess the next question is, how is this affecting my friends in Las Vegas? Well, as regular listeners of the podcast are aware, most of my friends that live and work down in Las Vegas all work in the entertainment industry, some way, shape, or form. And even if they're not directly entertainers, they work in the hospitality industry or such. This is completely and totally devastating to them. And when I say completely and totally devastating, I mean completely and totally devastating. Many of them are freelancers. Many of them, they basically have a series of side hustles. They don't have a regular gig. They don't have a regular Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 job. They run a series of side hustles. So imagine if all of a sudden that just completely dried up, just stopped completely. No warning. I mean, most of them that do contract work, when they do contract work, again, hence they have a contract. There's an out, there's an exit clause. There's some sort of, if they do get their contract terminated, they get some sort of payment, something like that. In this case, nothing. Just dead stop. Talking to one of my friends, and they had multiple gigs booked over the next little while, tons of corporate gigs booked over the next little while, convention performances, private shows, various lounge gigs, live performances all over the city, gone. They figure it's probably costing them tens of thousands of dollars. Another friend of mine, again, same deal, multiple gigs all over the city, various events, travels for events, tours for events, all of that gone, completely and totally gone. It's heartbreaking. It's terrifying. I talked to them, and it kills me, because you're helpless. There's nothing I can do for them. I mean, in the past, when stuff's happened, when things have gone down and things have gone sideways, I've been able to hop on a plane, go down there, visit them, spend some time with them. We have a few laughs. We have a few drinks. Go for a bite to eat. Everything's good. This situation, not so much. Can't travel. Can't get on a plane. Can't go visit them. Can't go see them. It's heartbreaking. It's completely and utterly heartbreaking. As I say, I feel helpless. I can't do anything for them, other than send them text messages and say, you know what? All we can do is hope it's going to be okay. We're going to come out on the other side. Things are going to be good. I want to show you some photos that were taken on Friday. These were also posted on Facebook. Somebody posted these up saying these were taken on Friday night at about 10:30 on the Las Vegas Strip. There's just a couple of pictures here. But when you look at these photos, if you're familiar with Las Vegas at all, when you look at these photos, you can see how quiet it is. Usually on a Friday night, city of Las Vegas, absolutely hopping, jammed, wall-to-wall people on the strip. I hate Las Vegas on a Friday night for that reason. It's just jammed. But look at this. This photo, it looks like, was taken from one of the pedestrian bridges between MGM Grand and New York, going across Las Vegas Boulevard looking north. You can see the Waldorf Astoria, New York, Cosmopolitan off in the distance there. Look at how few people there are. Now look at this. This is a photo of that actual pedestrian crossover. If you've ever been on that crossover on a Friday night, you know how crazy that crossover is. As I say, I hate Vegas on a Friday night just for that exact reason, because of the people. There's nobody there. There is nobody there. It's just insane. I can't get over that. So, I guess the next question, and this is a question that I have to ask myself, is how is this affecting me personally? Well, if I had my way, I would be in my hotel in Planet Hollywood right now. Probably at about this time, my wife and I would be figuring out maybe a show that we want to go to, or maybe find a place to go have a couple of drinks, or maybe a late dinner, something like that. We actually had plans to go down to Vegas here this week. We were supposed to be on a plane earlier today, flying down there with the intention of flying home on Wednesday. We were going down to see some friends. We were going to go take in a Monday's Dark. We were going to go see our friend Lisa perform at the Mayfair Supper Club at the Bellagio, which had just opened on New Year's Eve. We were going to go do all of that stuff. We still had plans. We were kind of playing it by ear up until, I think, Friday was when we really kind of said, you know what, this is it. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it in any of the podcast episodes or anything in the past, but my wife actually works in the healthcare industry. And she was told, last week that they need to cut down on all unnecessary international travel. So she actually talked to her manager about whether or not she should be going. And her manager said, yeah, you know what? You can go, but when you come home, you should probably phone the occupational health and safety people and have a discussion with them about whether or not you should go back to work, which basically meant in our minds, in no uncertain terms, that she was probably going to end up quarantined. And if she ended up quarantined, then I was probably going to end up being quarantined. And that was not going to work for us. So we made the decision to dial it back and have a little staycation this week. So that's what we're doing. We did find out that the Monday's Dark show we were going to go see on Monday is going to be streaming online. So we will make a date night of it in the bonus room tomorrow night. We'll fire it up on the big screen. We'll watch Monday's Dark just like we were there. The hardest part of all of this, as I've said, is knowing that I can't help my friends. That's the hardest part. That's the toll that this is taking on me. City of Las Vegas is going to be there. If it's 2 months, 6 months, 8 months before I can go back again, so be it. The city will be there when I get back. And I'll be able to go back. I'll be able to see my friends. And we'll all have a story about how we spent the great pandemic of 2020. That's the easy part. Again, the hard part of all of this is not being able to help my friends. That's the real tough part about this. So I guess the question then becomes, what can we do? How can we keep ourselves healthy? Well, of course, the big thing, social distancing. That's a new term. That's the amazing thing about some of this stuff is we learn all brand new terms. And yeah, social distancing, that's one of them. We now are supposed to stay 6 feet away from strangers. So that's a thing that happens. Practice good hygiene, hand washing, obviously. Stop touching your damn face, Jeff. It still amazes me the number of people that I see go into a bathroom and then walk out of the bathroom. Last time that happened, I looked and went, oh, I think I just found patient zero. Honest to God. So that's a thing you can do. Follow direction of your government, the authorities, whether that's CDC, World Health Organization, your local health authorities. Follow their directions. You know, we just earlier today here in Alberta, it was announced that kids are going to be staying home from school. I know down in Nevada, in Las Vegas, they just announced there that kids are going to be staying home from school as well. Staying home from school does not mean your kids should be playing with each other. They shouldn't be going out to various play places. They shouldn't necessarily be going out to community centers. They should be staying home to keep themselves healthy and to help keep you healthy. The other thing that I'd like to bring up as well, stop blaming the media. This has been a thing ever since this kicked into play. The whole discussion, oh, it's the media creating hype. It's the media creating the problem. It's the media creating panic. Saw a great tweet from a journalist, morning show host up in Edmonton by the name of Shay Ganem, who tweeted out something along the lines of, The media didn't close Italy. The media didn't kill thousands of people. The media didn't tell you to go out and panic buy toilet paper. The media told you to wash your damn hands. But there are still people out there. There were people on a few different Facebook groups and Facebook pages that I was on today that were going on and on about the media. Oh, congratulations, media. This is the problem you've caused. Media didn't cause this. Yeah, it's an overabundance of caution. Yeah, it sucks. You got to stay home. You got to cancel your Las Vegas vacation. There's a lot of people out there that are way worse off than that right now. And if we keep going in the direction that we're going, if people stop following the direction that they're getting or don't follow the direction they're getting, we are going to be in that exact same situation. We are going to be locked down in Canada. We're going to be locked down in the US. That's the direction we're going. There were also a certain number of people that were posting on Facebook and various groups going on and on about, oh, well, Vegas, this is karma for you for all the resort fees and the parking fees and the raised rates and the this fee and then that fee. You know what? Those people can go F themselves. You got to big picture this. You having to pay $40 a night for a resort fee? Yeah, you know what? Sucks. Not cool. Budget it into the cost of your room. We are now talking about tens of thousands of people unemployed. That's where we're going with this. So I'll tell you what, the other thing that we can do to try to make this a little bit better for everyone, support each other. Talk to each other. Care for each other. If there's somebody out there that you think is having a tough time handling this, a tough time dealing with this, reach out to them. Hey, you okay? You doing all right? Do you need anything? Chances are they're probably going to say no. But there's also a chance that they might say yes. Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling stressed. Can we talk? Absolutely, we can. And know that if you're watching this live stream right now, or the replay of it, or a video of it, or anything like that, and you want to talk, you want to reach out, you can absolutely do that. Feel free. Reach out to me. You can get in touch. You can call me. I've set up, now it's a Las Vegas number. Of course it is. I've set up an internet line. You can try phoning me if you're really struggling and you really want to talk. 702-342-3570. You can call me on that number. You can get me on Skype if you want. Find me at Walker New Media. If I've got my Skype open, we can talk. You can also jump into my DMs, Twitter, Facebook. Send me a message. Reach out. If you're really struggling with this and you want... Yeah, I know I'm a total stranger to a majority of my listeners. But you know what? If you feel like you want to reach out, if you feel like you need help, then by all means, you reach out. You can call right now if you want. Call that number. You're more than welcome to. You can Skype me too if you want. Again, more than welcome to. Of course, if you call me right now or you Skype me right now, I'm putting you on the live stream and we're talking. But that's where we're at with this right now. Just support one another. Don't be out there buying all the toilet paper, buying all the stupid everything. Don't be out there. Looks like we actually already have a phone call. Hello?
Hi, Jeff. It's Dave from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay. First, I just wanted to thank you. I found the podcast. Well, I stumbled upon your podcast, searching some podcasts, and the first time I turned it on, was very impressed with everything, with the quality, and the content and everything. But sorry about that. I have my speaker up.
That's okay. I you know, it's been a long time since I worked in radio. I forgot to tell you to turn your radio down, Dave. That's totally my fault.
No, I turned it down, but I've been sitting here dealing with the whole crisis, and of course Las Vegas is always on my mind. It's on my mind every day because I've been traveling there since probably, I'm going to say 07, 08. I usually go with my father. We stay at the Mirage. We have a great time. You know, and every time we go there, we always reflect and we say, you know, this is such a great place. We such a getaway from all the stress of working and things like that. And it's just such a reality, now looking at this, that it's so horrible. And I think of the things that you're talking about all the entertainers, the people that are working there, the tens of thousands of people that are going to be without employment. It's just so horrible, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. It's really rough. And as you say, I mean, it's when I started the idea or thought about the idea of putting together a live stream to talk about all of this, I had a couple of people that said, you know, you're going to depress everyone, Jeff. You're going to bring everyone down. but I think it's important to talk about all of this. And I'm glad that you reached out.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that you put this on. I'm actually sitting here right now. I'm an attorney, and I'm sitting in my office working on a brief, and I have my iPad. So I put it on. It popped up. It said live. I said, oh, geez. I said, I got to get away from the stress of what I'm doing. Let me look at this. And I felt so much better because I listened to you for the first 10 minutes that you were speaking. And you touched upon so many important things. And, you know, some of the things you said, like, you know, people complain about the fees and things like that. And I don't like paying the resort fees. But the reality is, what does it really matter in the end? You know, we could talk about that later. The more important thing is the people that are there, the people that are affected worldwide, not just in Las Vegas.
Sure.
Here, where you're at, here in Canada, right?
Yes, yeah.
Up in Canada and everywhere. But, you know, Vegas is one of those things that if you have a love for it like you do, like I do, it's my place to put my home life on check, whether I'm going with my wife or my father or whatever, or friends, but I put my home life on check. I go out there, I can relax, take it easy, come home, be re-energized, and jump back into the rat race of what we're doing. And what you're doing by getting on here and speaking to everybody and really, really speaking your heart, it is important. There's a lot of people that are stressed out right now. They don't know what to do. They don't know, you know, who's going to pay the mortgage. I'm a landlord as well. I have tenants, and I was talking to my wife about it, and I said, you know, I said, they may not be able to pay. You know, it's just the reality.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And that's going to be everything. And the folks in Las Vegas aren't working. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgages. MGM's obviously has notes to the banks and Wall Street. They're not going to get paid. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no question about it. So, you know, the things that we can do, you know, are important. Helping out our neighbors, respecting the social distancing, not taking all the food and supplies out of the supermarkets. You know, hopefully they have that under control, and hopefully the food chains will be there. But, you know, there's folks in the entertainment industry, whether it's a cruise industry, whether it's Las Vegas or Disney World, Disneyland, tens, probably hundreds of thousands of workers that are going to be without pay, they may not have the money to go up to the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a frightening little world there, Dave. And I really appreciate you you taking the time to give me a shout and talking us through it. And I'm just happy to know that there's actually people out there watching and listening.
Oh no, they're there, and I tell everybody about your podcast. In fact, I'll tell you a quick little story. Since I started listening, every once in a while, I'll take a trip down to Atlantic City with my father. We'll go to the Borgata. So it was probably a month or two back, we took a ride down. So as we were heading back, I said, forget about the radio. I said, I got something for you I just want you to listen to. And I put one of your episodes on. I can't remember which one it was, but it was I put one of your episodes on. And it ended, and he just said, "Wow, that made the trip go really fast."
You need to have a conversation with my wife about that, Dave, because she says when I talk in the car, it makes the trip go really, really long. So,
well, listen, Jeff, I appreciate everything you're doing, and let's be optimistic, and let's hope that we get through this, and let's hope that we don't lose as many people as the statistics are showing. Let's hope that they all do well. And maybe if I'm lucky, in a short period of time, I'll get to Vegas when you're there, and we'll meet up and I'll be able to say hello.
Sounds awesome. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
You bet, Jeff. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. So there you go. Just like that. See? You want to reach out? You want to talk? You're absolutely welcome to do so anytime. Anytime. Just like Dave. Thank you, Dave, for taking the time to call. So I think I don't want to say wasted enough of your time. I'm hoping that this wasn't a waste. I'm hoping that we were able to come together. We were able to chat. We were able to talk. We were able to have a conversation. As I mentioned, if you ever want to have a conversation with me, you can reach out. You can phone that number. You can send me a DM on Facebook or Twitter. You can reach out to me by email, Jeff@jeffdoesvegas.com. And we're all in this together, as Dave said. And that call was not staged. That was totally a legit. Put it out there, and the phone rang, and just like that, I was able to get Dave on the line. Now, I do want to make a little bit of an announcement at the end of this here as we wrap things up. Out of respect for my Vegas friends who are going to be out of work for a while, they're going to be out of gigs for a while. There's not going to be anything going on in Las Vegas for a while. I'm going to put the podcast on a little bit of a hiatus. Probably a few weeks. To be honest, I was actually intending on taking a week off anyways. With us going to Vegas on vacation, it's hard to come back and put an episode together and everything and get it out fast. So I was going to take a week off, but I've decided I'm going to take a hiatus on the podcast here for a while. I've got one episode kind of in the can that I'll delay out for a couple of weeks. And that's where we're going to be. In the meantime, I do invite you to go back and listen to some of the past episodes. There's lots of great stuff in there, including conversations with some of my Vegas entertainer friends who could really use your support right now. If you happen to listen to any of the episodes featuring any of my Vegas entertainer friends, whether it's John DiDomenico or Lisa Marie Smith or Jimmy Denning or Vin A, any of those guys, if you listen to the episode, you like what you hear, send them a tweet, tag them in a tweet, tag them on Instagram. Say that you were listening to them. Say that you enjoyed what they're doing. Some of them have albums out and videos and comedy performances and music performances that you can watch online. And by watching those things or downloading those albums or listening to that, you can help to support those artists. And I really hope that you will do that. We're going to wrap things up because, again, I feel like I've used up enough of your time. I want to thank everybody for jumping on and joining me on the live stream here tonight. I'm going to put this together as a podcast episode and get it released so that will be the last official episode released for the next little while. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Jeff Does Vegas. You can email me direct at Jeff@JeffDoesVegas.com, and you can reach out. We can talk. We're all in this together. Thanks to all of you for watching. Thanks to Dave for calling. Have yourself an outstanding evening, day, morning. Stay safe. Stay healthy, everybody. Bye.